Good evening, brethren. It is indeed a privilege to be here with you at this convention. One of the nice things about leading the Vespers is you get to choose the songs that you want. And so I chose four hymns that I dearly love. I have others, and I know they're all good, but there's some that kind of move each one of us in a different way. And so when you hear these tonight, you have a little window into my heart, into my new creature when you hear these songs, because these are just in me. I love these. One of the hymns we're going to sing is called Precious Memories. And that I chose not only because I like it, because there's so many precious memories for me here in Sacramento. I got to tell you real quickly here, when I started coming to the meetings back in 1978, it wasn't too long after that we got to know John and Catherine Freer. And my two youngest children, my two boys, were about the same age as Hannah and Heather. And so through the years, we've gotten close. We've been here, they've been there, and our kids have kind of grown up at the same time. And so that's been very special to me, their friendship. And now we have come full circle, because now Joanna and I have the honor of staying with Heather and Wynn in their home, Heather being John and Catherine's daughter, and their two children that are about the same age as when we met them. So we've come full circle, and it's really special. I want to thank so much Heather and Wynn for opening their house up to us. It was very nice of them. It's very relaxed. We enjoyed it so far, and I'm sure that will continue on. And speaking of Heather, right after our last rehearsal, she said, "You know, I think you need to use one of those baton thingies." So that brings me to another precious moment in my life, precious memory. Because this was given to me by the lovely brethren in Boise some years ago, and I really appreciated that, and I've used it. It's you can see it's fallen victim to one too many trips to and from Boise, but I've learned that, handyman's best friend here, duct tape, it doesn't affect their singing at all. So, anyway, we hope you enjoy it. We're all going to have some poetry read. We're going to ask you to sing a few hymns as well. So we've got a little bit going on here.
So, how's it doing for loudness? Can I just hear it? Glad we can. This is on. Will you guys read your poems? Go ahead and let us.
I have no idea.
Yes, the
third one.
The piano
wants
to sing
on
the piano, I guess.
It's listed. I don't know what it is. It says so. 31. Thank you.
Bear with us. Electronics, we have to get them calibrated just so. Is that okay? Okay.
In the presence of the King. If we could always have each little thing we do, each hour we spend, within the presence of the King, what dignity it would lend. If we could realize our every thought is known to Him, our King, with how great carefulness would it be fraught, and what a blessing bring. If when some sharp word leaves a cruel sting, our faith could know and feel, 'twas heard within the presence of the King, how soon the wound would heal. Oh, when the song of life seems hard to sing, and darker grows the way, draw nearer to the presence of the King, and night shall turn to day.
go to hymn number 95. Number 95. The reason that I picked this song, this hymn, was for, because I happen to know this is Sister Sherry Smith's favorite hymn. And they were here earlier, and I think maybe she's not feeling good or something, I'm not sure. But this was for Sister Sherry, but we can enjoy it as well.
Pleasant road. I do not ask that thou wouldest take for me aught off this load. I do not ask that flowers should always spring beneath my feet. I know too well the poison and the sting of things too sweet. For one thing only, Lord, dear Lord, I plead, lead me aright. Though strength should falter and though heart should bleed through peace to light. I do not ask, dear Lord, that thou shouldest shed full radiance here. But give a ray of peace that I may thread without a fear. I do not ask my cross to understand my way to see. Better in darkness just to feel thy hand and follow thee. Joy is like restless day, but peace divine, like quiet night. Lead me, O Lord, till perfect day shall shine through peace to light.
Yeah.
We'd now like you all to join us on hymn number 179. Number 179. And I chose this one because, as I recall, this is my good buddy John Freer's favorite hymn in the book. Is that right?
Word, every pleasant truth you've heard, every tender glance and tone, every kindly deed you've known, every duty nobly done, every rightful victory won. Treasure all and count them o'er as a miser counts his store. But if bitter word or thought have a bitter harvest brought, if some foreman hath assailed you, or your friend most trusted failed you. If unkindness and untruth have you brought saddest ruth, blot the scores without delay, keep no record of the day. Keep no record of the care, loss and cross we all must bear. On the page of memory write only what is fair and bright. Let all evil things go by, still with brave endeavor try. Simple joys to multiply, thus you'll learn how a large sum will with faithful reckoning come. Long as after cloud and rain, blessed sunshine come again. Long as after winter's gloom, summer roses bud and bloom. Long as we have with us here one sad heart, then we may cheer, that we may cheer. Long as love gilds sorrow's cross, life's riches gain or pays the loss.
Amen.
now on hymn number 229, Hope to Be Nothing. Number 229.
Sweet day. Someday, some glad, sweet day, we shall be like our blessed Lord and see him as he is. Soon we shall strain our weary eyes no more to catch beyond this earthly house of fettering clay a gleam of heavenly glory from his radiant face. Someday, some fair, sweet day, his loving hand will wipe away our tears. His tender voice will thrill our souls with rapture. When we hear him say, "Well done, dear heart, well done. My joy is thine. For thee, the victor's crown is won. Thou hast been faithful. Thou hast borne the cross. The thorns have pierced thy feet. But now the night is past. The day hath come, bright, glorious day of endless joy and love. The trial time hath proved thee true, and thou art safe, beloved, in thy Father's home. O glorious day, for thee we long. We will be faithful. Will the burdens bear, sustained by grace divine, in meek submission to thy holy will. Dear Lord, by faith we clasp thy hand as side by side we tread the narrow way and wait. For it will surely come, some day, some dear, sweet day. Oh, tarry not too long.
Number 116, and maybe we could stand on the last verse.